Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Wake Up to Your Joy Journey with Yolanda and Rodney. I am Rodney C. Burris. I am here in studio with Yolanda Spearman, and we are going to be talking today about finding our focus. But let's take a step back, because one of my favorite quotes of all time says, if we do what we love and we love what we do, we'll never actually work a day in our life. But for some of us, that's really, really hard to do what we love and to love what we do, because bills got to get paid, right? There's no joy in that. That's just what it is. Can there be joy in it? It absolutely can. We can absolutely find within ourselves the flow. So what is the formula to flow? Flow works like this. If we focus on what we enjoy doing, right? And we also look at what we are good at doing, so that's a strength with something that we love, where those two things intersect is the presence of our flow. And when we find our flow, we can tap in to our focus. So with that being said, I am going to hand it over to Yolanda, who's going to continue us on our joy journey.
Hello, hello. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You know how I am, y'all. I always like to start off with a positive word. And what I wanted to say today, when you know better, you do better. That's what Maya Angelou taught all of us. And you know what? Today I learned something. It started with my daughter. My little daughter came up the basement stairs one day, and she was in the basement, and she was looking around at all my books. You know, we keep our books down there. And she came up with a book. It was a Blue Jean book. She came and she sat down next to me, and she said, Mama, this book has writing in it, and it looks like you wrote it. So I picked up the book from her, and I held the book in my hand, and I realized it was one of my journals that I had written way back when I was 16, 17, and 18 years of age. When I opened up the book, it had all of my dreams, all of my visions and artwork and pictures, things that I had always desired to do in that book. I cried, of course, because it just felt overwhelming at that moment to see so much of what I was as a younger person and to see who I had become as an adult. And when I started to look at the book, I started to think back over my life and all the different things that I had done. And I realized that a lot I had accomplished, so I had to give myself kudos for that. And I would suggest to everyone, we always need to give ourselves praise for the things that we do and that we do well. And there were a lot of things that I still hadn't done yet, but were still on my list to do, even from that young age. And I thought back, what in the world did I miss? How did I not accomplish these things? And I remember I met with a lady, her name is Audra, and Audra said to me, Yolanda, you have everything you need to accomplish every single goal that you ever want to accomplish. You're missing one thing. And I was like, what? Tell me, please. What is it? She said, you're just missing focus. She said, you're spreading out all of your energy. And she said, so out of your 100%, you're giving 10% to ladies with big feet. You're giving 10% to Lon's Catalyst of Change. You're giving 10% to your book. You're giving 5% to your plants. She said, you're spreading it all out. And I said, well, wait a minute. I have talents. I like to do other stuff. And she said, it doesn't mean that you can't do other things. It means that in order for one thing to prosper and to grow, you need to be able to focus on that thing, put your energy into that thing, and then watch it grow and to flourish. Now, here's my grown-up self today, Rodney. What I learned from that conversation is I wanted to write a book. You know what? When my daughter brought me that journal, I made a decision that I would finish writing the book. And for all of you all who are listening, what I did was every single day I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Y'all, I like my bed. It's warm and it's cozy and it feels real good. I don't like getting up at 4:30 in the morning. However, when I did make a decision that I was going to complete that thing that I started, I was able to publish Relentless Execution. And I was able to finish the thing that I thought about all those years ago. So what was the difference? The difference was that I just found my focus. But not only my focus, I want to add this other thing in it. And it's a wonderful book by Angela Duckworth. And the book is called Grit. Again, I'm going to say that. It's a book by Angela Duckworth. And the book is called Grit. Because we often talk about passion and we talk about purpose, but we don't talk about resilience and the ability to stick to something. I know that sometimes we get distracted and then we say, it's like squirrel, squirrel. We say, oh, that's a good idea. Oh, that's a good idea. And then we want to run after that. Then we want to run after that. But what we need is we need to find that thing that is sticky, that sticks to us and that we can stick to year after year, day after day, month after month, moment after moment, until we see it done. So Ogmandino wrote in his book, his really famous book, he writes books about sales. But one of his statements in his scroll number 3, which is one of my favorites, is, I will persist until I succeed, which simply means that no matter what, I'm not going to lose my focus on the thing that I want to pursue, that I want to succeed at. I am going to keep that focus until I see the results that I'm looking for. With that, I want to take a moment and I want to give you a second to think about what is the thing that you really want to accomplish. And it's okay if you have a whole bunch of those things, because I do. I did and I still do. So jot those things down. If you're standing up, sitting down, in your car, driving, in your mind, start looking at all of them. Now think about the one thing that you can start working on today. Where can you go? What could you do? And how much further along could you be? It doesn't even have to be monetary. It could just be in your own soul satisfaction. I wrote my book because I wanted to. I finished it because it was a goal that I had. It wasn't about the money. It was about the message. I wanted to get that message out. How will you today change your behavior so that you have focus? Because I'm going to be real honest. Finding your focus is simply a decision that you have to make in your heart. With that, I am going to turn it back over to Rodney because I know he has something that he wants to add to this.
Absolutely. So there's something called primacy. There's something called recency. What those words mean is that the first thing we encounter, we remember. And the last thing we encounter, we remember. But the stuff in the middle kind of falls by the wayside. Well, what's better than primacy and recency? Consistency. Let's give ourselves a little bit of time each day to focus on the thing that we want to accomplish so we can continue on our joy journey.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Wake Up to Your Joy Journey with Yolanda and Rodney. We are wishing you a fantastic day, and we are looking forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another tip from Yolanda and Rodney on Wake Up to Your Joy Journey. Have the best day ever.
See you guys later.